Here's my Happy New Year's wish, which is perhaps better seen as an invitation or a taunt. Lead yourself to your best year ever. Absurd? Audacious? Well, leadership always has an element of audacity to it, doesn't it? Kennedy said we'll put an American on the moon. Dr. King saw the children of slaves and children of slave owners sitting together at the table of brotherhood. Page and Brin say they'll organize all the world's information and make it universally accessible. Why shouldn't a leader say they'll have the best year ever? If you can get to the point of making this honest commitment to make it a great year, you're probably 50% of the way there. If you posit that you will have the best year ever, it then begs the question, what would make it the best year ever? I suggest three things. 1. Look back at your life to see what made your best ever life context, and look for the inputs that made things so good then. Last year, when I looked back in this way, I saw that both my best moments and my best long stretches had occurred when I had created time to pray. That had made me purposeful, centered, and at peace. So in 2011, I started and ended every day with prayer. I also saw that regular physical activity had promoted my productivity, creativity, and well-being. My best self times were when I was working out. I thus recommitted